In breaking news this morning, US President Donald Trump says he's reached a substantial agreement with China to reduce tensions in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The president says the Phase One deal covers a variety of contentious issues, and he suspended a planned increase in tariffs due to the agreement. For more on this story, I'm joined live by the North American correspondent James Glenday in Washington. James, how significant is this?
Good morning, Rachel. Well, Donald Trump is describing this as a Phase One agreement. He says it covers Chinese purchases of American agricultural products. He says it deals with guidelines on Chinese currency manipulation and also has some provisions on intellectual property laws, including some developments on the very contentious issue of the way Beijing forces some countries into technology transfers. So it does have to be seen as a breakthrough. However, there are two pretty big caveats to that. First, it's not the type of deal, the big, huge deal that Donald Trump has wanted and spoken about wanting. And secondly, it's not yet written down. And only when it's written down will it actually become official. The president, however, says he doesn't anticipate any problems with getting this agreement signed. Here's a little of what he had to say.
And I don't think it should be a problem getting it papered. I think that China wants it badly, and so we want it also. And we should be able to get that done over the next 4 weeks. We're going to be in Chile in 5 weeks, so we'll see in terms of signing when it happens. We'll do a formal signing with President Xi and myself. But this is just something that's very exciting.
That's the US President Donald Trump there. And James Glenday, there are a few doubts in his voice there. Does he think that this could still fall over?
Yeah, we've had a few false dawns in these negotiations before, and you couldn't rule that out. And in fact, Donald Trump, straight after saying, oh no, there'll be no problem getting this papered, did say, oh well, it could still all fall over, you know, we've got to be prepared for that. But certainly this does appear to be a step in the process, part one, a phase one agreement, and some of those more controversial issues appear to be moved to phase two, though of course we won't know exactly what is included in this until we see the fine details. But both the Chinese side and the US side spoke in fairly glowing positive terms about the progress that they had made. And that is a very, very marked difference to what we've seen in these negotiations over at least the past 12 months or so.
So this might be that trigger to getting some of those outstanding issues between the US and China resolved.
That could be the case. Certainly, I think a lot of attention is going to be turning now to what is included in phase two of this truce to end the trade war. Some tariffs that were due to come into effect this month have been suspended by the president. However, other tariffs that are due to come into effect just before Christmas are still on the table while these talks take place. So you wouldn't say this is an end to the trade war, but it certainly is a more positive sign than we've seen in the past. And of course, Donald Trump has been under some political pressure to get some kind of agreement done now for some time, in particular in agricultural communities in America's Midwest, those very vital communities that have been struggling due to the increase in tariffs. And those are parts of the country that Donald Trump needs to win at next year's election if he is to retain the White House. So there are a couple of issues at play, but certainly Donald Trump has been saying for a long time that he expected this trade war to perhaps drag on until after the next election. Well, now we know that there is at least some progress towards resolving some of the issues.
North America correspondent James Glenday, thank you.